This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Germany is still waiting for preliminary final results in Sunday's general election, which will eventually result in a new chancellor as Angela Merkel steps down after 16 years in office. The center-left Social Democrats appear to be almost 2 percentage points ahead of Merkel's party, the conservative Christian Democrats. The SPD candidate for chancellor, Olaf Scholz, has already said his party has a clear mandate to rule. But Merkel's chosen successor, Armin Laschet, has vowed to do everything he could to build a government. The parties coming third and fourth, the Greens and the Liberal Free Democratic Party, will be key to forming a governing coalition. Both of the main party leaders say they want a new government in place by Christmas. Germany is the EU's largest economy, and the departure of Great Britain has made its place all the more prominent in the European economy. Iceland briefly celebrated electing a female majority parliament on Sunday before a recount showed the result fell just short of that landmark for a gender parity in the North Atlantic island nation. A first count had female candidates winning 33 seats in Iceland's 63-seat parliament. Hours later, however, a recount reversed the outcome in 3 seats. That left female candidates with only 30 seats. Still, it's the highest percentage of women in parliament in Europe. It is up now from 40% from the last election, which was in 2017. Iceland's overall election results indicate centrist parties have made the biggest gains. It could take days, if not weeks, for a new government to be formed. You can follow that story and everything we're covering at our website, voanews.com.